Chapter 1. Hollywood.
Isn't it amazing how technology and innovation have changed the world? As one newspaper article noted, inventions in recent years are having a profound effect on the way people live. Remarkably, we can now work or play at almost any hour of the day or night. This new century is only a few years old, but it promises to be the most thrilling era in history. Wait, you didn't think that article was talking about right now, did you? If you assumed that it was referring to things like Wi-Fi, text messaging, and GPS, you would be wrong. That article was written more than 100 years ago. It was talking about the last century. Back then, around the early 1900s, people were very excited about modern technology. Electricity had just recently been invented. So had telephones, airplanes, cars, air conditioners, and hundreds of other things that revolutionized the world. One of the significant innovations that would have a lasting effect on popular culture was developed by famed inventor Thomas Edison. He called his invention the kinetoscope. It was a camera that could record movement or motion. This might be where the phrase motion pictures comes from. Early versions of devices like the kinetoscope were fairly basic, but it wasn't long before these cameras improved and were able to create a smooth visual experience. The movie business was off and running. At first, most film directors were located in New York. Over time, though, some of them headed west to Los Angeles. That was the beginning of the modern movie age. Early films were not made like they are today. As a matter of fact, most of them were short films or shorts, some lasting as little as 10 or 15 minutes. Drawn by the favorable weather and friendly people, filmmakers started flocking to Los Angeles. As it turned out, a tiny village northwest of downtown LA ended up becoming even more popular. Eventually, that village, which was called Hollywood, became the symbol of filmmaking all around the world. By the middle of the 20th century, television stations and record companies had also set up shop in Los Angeles, making it the entertainment capital of the United States. This is a distinction it still enjoys, although New York remains an important industry hub as well. There is an allure about Hollywood that has been attracting people from all over the world for a long time. Some of them go to visit the many landmarks that celebrate the rise of the entertainment industry. Universal Studios provides a fascinating and informative behind-the-scenes look at how modern movies are made, while Grauman's Chinese Theater is one of the most famous movie theaters in the world. Where else can you go and see the actual handprints and footprints of celebrities such as Adam Sandler and the cast of the Harry Potter movies, among hundreds of others? Millions of visitors have enjoyed trips to Los Angeles over the years. Miles and miles of sandy beaches are a perfect fit for a city that enjoys bright sunshine all year long. After a relaxing day at the beach, many people head to trendy restaurants that reflect the diverse cultures of the second largest city in America. After a nice dinner, those people lucky enough to have tickets to a Lakers game hit the freeway and cruise to the Staples Center, joining celebrities such as Chris Rock, Denzel Washington, and Jack Nicholson. It's very easy to get caught up in the exciting vibe of such a historic city. Tour buses shuttle visitors through the pristine streets of Beverly Hills as tour guides point out which celebrities live in the beautiful mansions they pass. Another tourist hotspot is the Hollywood Wax Museum, which is home to hundreds of wax figures of former and current movie stars. The list of things to do in Los Angeles is endless. Some people try to catch a glimpse of a celebrity having a power lunch at the Ivy. The term power lunch refers to Hollywood insiders conducting business over a fancy lunch, often discussing the next movie a famous actor will star in. And the Ivy? It just happens to be one of the restaurants favored by some of Hollywood's most important people. Photographers are usually camped out across the street, just waiting for a celebrity to show up. In addition to the thousands of tourists, there's a completely different category of young people who come to Los Angeles each year. They not only hope to see or meet a superstar, but they also hope to become one. They are aspiring actors and actresses, writers, directors, and producers. They want to get involved in the business of entertainment, commonly known as the biz. When they gaze at the historic Hollywood sign, a monument that towers above Los Angeles, they imagine themselves joining Hollywood's elite. Trying to make it in the entertainment industry is a huge challenge. The movie business is unique and unlike most other fields. A typical film requires the commitment of millions of dollars. As a result, only a limited number of films are made each year. This leads to fierce competition. As an example, there are more than 100,000 registered actors. Each one of them is looking for the same thing, the opportunity to snag a role in a hit movie or TV show.